A word for you from Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, the second part. He knelt down on his knees three times that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early years. Yes, this is the Daniel, now a more mature man, but he kept the habit of prayer that he had been taught as a boy, probably by his mother. And though his mother and father were now dead, killed by the very people that he had to now serve in a foreign kingdom in Babylon, but Daniel was faithful, because his faithfulness was towards God, firstly. And that made him to distinguish himself, as it says in earlier on in this chapter in verse 3. And in verse 4 it says, he was faithful. And a plot was hatched against him. And the people, the fellow governors who knew that they couldn't remove him through some evil that Daniel would do, they decided that they would use this very habit of his, of praying, to trip him up. And they got the king, this vain king Darius, to sign a decree which was of the laws of the Medes and the Persians, which means an unalterable law. They could not reverse it. And Daniel knew that this was his time to continue doing what he had always done and to be faithful. You see, Daniel had never sought animosity. He hadn't tried to provoke his fellow leaders. You see, Daniel was so faithful that he was set up as the premier, you could say, one of the premiers, and the king was even deciding to make him to be a prime minister even over them. And it was at this point that the others became jealous, for he was always faithful. And so he did not purposefully provoke. Persecution hadn't really come his way yet. There were difficulties, but through the wisdom of God, and one day in heaven it will be wonderful to see how he managed to live in a pagan, wicked kingdom of Babylon all those years. But the time came when persecution did arrive. Paul says to Timothy that any man who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. The Lord is not asking you to seek for persecution. You should not have a persecution complex. Daniel certainly didn't suffer from that. But the time does come when you dare not compromise.